shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
So what do customers want from you when it comes to social media? Social media is all around us today, and regardless of the size of your business, your customers expect to be able to connect with you during their challenges with your organization or questions about what you do. They expect 24/7, it seems like today, from social media. So we're going to talk today about, regardless of the size of your business, regardless of what you do, what do customers want and expect from you through the channel of social media? That's the topic of today's Project Distinct, brought to you by the Ultimate Business Summit. It's almost on top of us. If you haven't registered, hey, today is your day. Go to ultimatebusinesssummit.com. Check out all the information there. It'll tell you what the specific topics are of the program. It'll tell you how you're going to get 10% better in sales, 10% better in productivity, 10% better in profits. There's a reason that 90% of the people that come pay to come back again. They're getting the results we promise. You have a money-back guarantee. So join us on the Strip, Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas. It's coming up in just 3 weeks, the Ultimate Business Summit. Go to ultimatebusinesssummit.com. When you register, just use my name, Scott. Scott as the coupon code. It'll save you $100 on registration. ultimatebusinesssummit.com. You know, it seems like anytime I have a complaint today, one of the things I do is just go on social media and ask a question. It seems like the responsiveness there is even better than it is with talking with a person on the phone. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the podcast, but there's an interesting blog on the Genesis website, and it's written by Nick Olson. And Nick Olson for Genesis is a social media manager driving the strategy and execution for Genesis's global social media channels. And there's a little bit of a connection here. He used to work for Angie's List and IndyCar back in my former home of Indianapolis. So Nick begins this blog talking about what we need to anticipate what customers want from your brand on social media. And he lists three really important things here I want to share with you. Number one is customers expect help with the basics. So it might be a basic thing like, I need help logging in. How do I check my balance? What's your return policy? Now, you might already have an FAQ, frequently asked questions page, that addresses these questions from your customers, but customers sometimes don't think to look there. It's easier for them to send you a tweet or post something on Facebook, and they need you to steer them in the right direction in a kind and helpful manner. Second is questions about your product or service. Nick says here that it's customer service at its best. It's fun to tackle and holds a lot of potential for you and your brand. In other words, they're asking questions about the products you sell or services you provide. They might come in a direct message and not be as visible, but what you want to do is to monitor these types of inquiries for a couple of reasons. The more you monitor it, the more you prepare responses that can help you move more quickly when the question is asked. But also, specific questions about your product or service may mean that your materials or your website or even your sales team isn't answering these questions as thoroughly or as completely as you desire. Therefore, it moves some customers to ask the question. One of the things I'd worry about is if they're not being asked, you know, how do you know? In other words, there are some customers that are going to get online and ask you a question. There's other customers that might just move to another provider and not even take the time to ask you the question in the first place. Third way that they look for you is in terms of complaints and challenges. It's a very open and visible channel, social media is, and that creates a lot of power. He says, quote, a single post from a frustrated customer can be seen and heard across social media in a way that a phone call can't. So true. But then he continues, this shouldn't scare your company away from being engaged and authentic on your social media channels. Just means that having a plan for these kinds of interactions can help you respond in an appropriate and timely way. So what does that mean, an appropriate and timely way? Well, here's what he recommends. Number one, speed matters. And gosh, this is so true. I've been frustrated lately with Marriott Hotels that seems to take forever to respond on social media. When I post something on United Airlines, gosh, they respond instantly. It's amazing how quickly United has responded to concerns or questions that I posted on social media. Marriott, on the other hand, just seems to take forever. And inaccurate information, I made a phone call to Marriott the other day. They gave me the wrong information. I just hung up the phone and dialed back, got the right information and understood why something was going on. Such inconsistency there. What in the world's happening to Marriott? Speed matters to customers. But second, be personable and authentic, he says. Social media is a personal channel. Gosh, I said this when I was speaking this last year at Social Media Marketing World in San Diego, that we think about the media and often forget about the social. It's a personal channel. We want to connect. He says here, and this is so important, this is the same space where your customers connect with family and friends. They find inspiration, information, and cat videos. I love that. He says here, if your brand comes across as rigid or robotic, you risk seeming out of place and out of touch. It is so true. We've got to connect in a way that's personal, that's authentic, that's transparent, that we connect. He says here, think guides, not scripts. In other words, we don't want people sounding robotic. What we want them to do is to guide their answers, but not script their answers. That we give our people the chance to connect in a human and transparent and authentic manner with our customers. It says here, meet customers where they are and stay where they are. In other words, if they reach out to you on Facebook, resolve the issue on Facebook. Sometimes, though, you're going to want to hop on a phone call for more complex situations. But if they connect with you through one channel, stay with them on that channel to answer their question. And finally and importantly, get to a one-to-one interaction quickly. Because social media is so visible, he says, quote, you don't want to drag dirty laundry through that public space. Avoid a back-and-forth dialogue in a comments thread. Instead, get to a one-to-one interaction quickly, unquote. There's some great advice there. And gosh, as customers, we face the frustrations like I just talked about, right? Where one company does a great job and another that you've been loyal to just doesn't. It certainly impacts your future choices in terms of where you're going to spend your money. Yet the challenge I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast is simply this. I think we're training our customers right now. I think this is a dangerous thing. I think we are training our customers right now to get their answers online or voice their complaints online rather than in person. In other words, many companies are empowering their social media teams to respond to customer complaints more than they're empowering their frontline people. I shouldn't have to go online to get my problem solved because a person on the phone or a person I'm even in front of can't solve the problem. Make certain as you're empowering your social media team to respond to the challenges and the problems of your customers that you're not simultaneously failing to empower your frontline team or your call center to have exactly the same responsibility and authority. Well, that does it for today on Project Distinct. Scott McCain, thanks for subscribing and sharing. Hey, don't forget, check out ultimatebusinesssummit.com. We'd love to see you in Vegas in 3 weeks. It's going to be a great, great event. And gosh, we want folks from their listeners to Project Distinct to be there because it's going to be such a terrific program. I really hope to see you there. That's all for today. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow on the next Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.